Hi, I'm Sarah.
I'm Steph.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Taylor.
The unit we've been studying this term for English has been poetry, and our driving question has been, why do emos write poetry?
So we decided that emos write poetry because they're like emotionally sensitive, and writing poetry is a way for them to get their feelings out, and it's like an escape for them.
Yeah, actually, regarding to what you said about an escape, I really agree with that, because I think that emos, you know, try, because they have so many complex feelings and emotions, you know, compared to the ordinary, like, human being. They try and use that as a creative outlet, like for poetry or music, for example.
Yeah, and as you said about poetry, the poem we've been studying in English, Sailing to Byzantium by William Butler Yeats, is mainly expressing the poet's ideas about not fitting into a young world, and in turn escaping to a nearby country called Byzantium. In the first stanza of the poem, he reflects on the country in which he's leaving. What country this is, it's kind of unknown to the reader, but some people think that it could be Ireland because of the images created in the poem about the Salmon Falls, which can be seen in the Sligo River in Ireland. This is a country where Yeats feels like his old body does not suit his young mind. Yeats shares at the end of stanza two that he has escaped to the country in which he's talking about and set sail for nearby country Byzantium. But most of you will better know this country by its newer name called Istanbul. Byzantium is described as a holy city in the poem. It's pretty much like a heaven in his mind. The reader's attention is then turned to thoughts of mortality and reincarnation. Yeats is saying that instead of returning to the world after death as a piece of nature, such as like a tree or a cat or something, that he instead will want to come back as a work of art to prevent himself from rotting or decaying. He decides that he will return as a golden bird in an artwork. Yeats suggests that this artwork will be absolutely amazing, as it says in the poem that it will keep a drowsy emperor awake, and how it will be made of gold, which is one of the most precious metals in the world. It is not only precious, but will last forever, making it the perfect symbol for immortality.
Yeah, note the symbolism with that bird, because he uses that golden bird as a symbol for a precious, immortal thing that he looks up to and regards as higher than himself.
Yeah, so Yeats was born in 1865, and he was educated in Dublin, Ireland. He studied poetry in his youth, and from an early age was fascinated by the occult and Irish legends. Those topics feature in the first phase of his work, which lasted roughly until the turn of the 20th century. Then you have Auden, and he was born in 1907 in a heavily industrial section of northern England. His father, a physician with an extensive knowledge of mythology and folklore, and his mother, a strict Anglican, both provided strong influences on Auden's poetry. Auden was an Anglo-American poet born in England, later an American citizen, regarded by many as one of the greatest writers of the 20th century.
Yeah, actually, if we have to like compare those poems, Sailing to Byzantium and The Unknown Citizen by Yeats and Auden, the main thing that connects them with each other is that the poems explore the darker side of the human condition, which basically bluntly facing the responder with a darker element of human life. However, the poems differ with their sub-theme, which is, if put together, clashes completely. For example, Sailing to Byzantium is centered around escape, and The Unknown Citizen is about conformity and oppression. They are different, but connect with each other on the same level of purpose and meaning, even though the poems are written in completely different styles. Various techniques used by both poems are quite dissonant to each other. The poem Sailing to Byzantium is an emotion-filled, personal, and unearthly poem, whereas The Unknown Citizen is cold, calculated, and detached poem, revealing no emotion or feeling whatsoever.
Why do emos write poetry? It's not the typical question an English teacher would put up on the board to prepare us for an essay writing unit. We were given little information, and some of us laughed before Miss Hughes had a chance to explain the work we would be doing. During this unit, we have studied works from poets such as Auden and Yeats. We as a class have learnt a lot this unit, and it isn't until we really reflect on that we understand it. Miss Hughes ran through an analysis of Sailing to Byzantium with us, and we sat there in silence for 55 minutes and only occasionally stopped to look up a word we hadn't heard of before. During this lesson, we learnt so much. I felt like I needed a recorder to soak up all the information Miss Hughes had for us and wanted to pass on to us. Personally, it was an eye-opener for me. After years of studying poetry and their texts, I finally get poetry. Who would have thought I could learn to analyse and write poetry, make podcasts and videos, and yes, we can now even write an essay, all from one crazy driving question: why do emos write poetry?